We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Hi, I'm Sonia. I'm thrilled to be on Road to Dreamforce with Anne and Suzanne talking about veterans at Dreamforce. Would you mind introducing yourselves?
Sure. I'm Anne Wiebe. I'm the Director of Workforce Innovation on the Corporate Relations team.
Hi, Suzanne DiBianca. I'm EVP of Corporate Relations and Chief Philanthropy Officer for the company.
Well, welcome to you both. So great to have you. Suzanne, we're talking about Dreamforce. I think you've been at every single Dreamforce. Walk us through how Dreamforce has changed and what's so exciting about Dreamforce 2017.
Yeah, thank you, Sonia. Looking back, I've been to every Dreamforce. I think it's maybe our 14th year.
Wow.
We started with about 300 people in a ballroom at a little hotel down the street. And so to see where Dreamforce has come over a decade is fantastic and phenomenal. And what I'm really excited about for Dreamforce this year is looking at all the areas in which we serve stakeholders. In addition to our incredible customers and partners and trailblazers that will be there, we will be celebrating our values and really focusing on education. We're going to have kids from around the community there. We're going to have a lot of veterans there, which you'll hear about from Anne. We're doing a lot of work around the environment, so tune into the Road to Dreamforce sustainability episode as well. Women in technology, equality. We're really going to be across the board sort of celebrating our values as a company through on campus, panels, keynotes. It's going to be really exciting.
It's incredibly exciting and so fun that you've seen the progression over the years. And I know you both are really passionate about military community. How does Salesforce support veterans in the military community?
Yeah, so we support veterans in lots of ways. First and foremost, by employing vets and their families. So we have a lot of veteran employees and their spouses and dependents that work here. And they don't just work here, but we organize an Ohana group. So we proudly are in 14 offices, including the UK and in Australia. And it's a time for veterans to come together to support one another and to support the larger community. Additionally, we have veteran-focused nonprofits. So .org has customers like Team Rubicon at Mission Continues, and they're really powered on the platform. And then my day-to-day is doing veteran workforce development, helping to make sure that veterans have great transitions and by learning Salesforce skills. So any veteran or spouse that wants to join can go to veterans.force.com, and they can start learning on Trailhead right away. And then we do have a vibrant community and a lot of career support to help them launch a civilian career.
It's such an incredible program, and I know veterans have so much to offer. Suzanne, when a veteran joins a workforce, what's their unique value add?
Yeah, thanks. It's a good question. I mean, you can look at one right here. You know, veterans comes in all shapes and sizes and their spouses. We have probably somewhere around 500 veterans working for Salesforce today, another 3,000, as Anne mentioned, in our community. And, you know, what I think is unique and working with Anne and some of our other executives that have a veteran background, individual contributors, is that, you know, they all come with a really great sense of spirit around service and leadership and teamwork. So I really think those three things are, regardless of the job, you can find people who are ready to work, optimistic, really excited to be part of a team, natural leaders. And, you know, one thing to sort of keep in mind about the military community is the different branches of the military have so many different jobs. So, you know, you could be in engineering, you could be in operations, you could be in logistics. And so there's just so many translations to the corporate environment. And Anne talked a little bit about training people up in Salesforce admin. And we see people from every branch and every job type. So it's a great equalizer, and we're really excited to work with this community.
Yeah, such a match for us with our Equality for All values. Let's dive back to VetForce, the actual training program. Tell me a little bit more in detail about VetForce.
Yeah, so VetForce has two goals. Number one, it's about building a strong community. So we've had explosive growth in the last year thanks to employees and allies who just want to get involved and support the military community. And the second is really training and certifying and employing people in the Salesforce ecosystem. Our customers and partners are in need of Salesforce talent. Veterans, like Suzanne mentioned, already have a great resume of strong foundation of skills. And in less than a semester, they're adding these Salesforce skills on top of it. And then they're going and being our admins and developers and eventually architects for our customers and partners.
And they're joining us at Dreamforce. Where will we see veterans and the military community on the Dreamforce campus?
Yeah, veterans are going to be hard to miss at Dreamforce this year. We're going to have over 100 VetForce Trailblazers. So Amazing. We're inviting a lot of veterans. A lot of them are just coming with our customers already and be all geared out. So look for us and say hello to the veterans and ask them about their Salesforce journey. And we'll also be in the expo hall. So if you go to the expo hall, we'll be talking to our partners and customers about joining us. We want more partners to hire veterans. And so we'll be there. And we're also releasing a Trailhead module. So it'll be the first VetForce Trailhead module. And it's going to be teaching anybody who's interested, hiring managers, sourcers, recruiters, about how to understand a military resume and hopefully just connect the dots a little bit more.
What an incredible resource for our entire ecosystem. When you think about the community of veterans you work with, are there any success stories or individuals who have jumped out over the years?
Yeah, one of the people I'm most excited to meet is Catherine Clark. I've talked to her on the phone and in chatter so much, but she is a success story from VetForce. She's a military spouse. Her husband's in the Navy, and she learned Salesforce. It just clicked for her, and now she's a part-time admin. She is working for Blue Star Families, one of our other .org customers, and her husband is able to travel and have his military career, and she's able to have her career. So can't wait to meet her.
I can't wait to meet her as well. What are the not-to-be-missed sessions and events for veterans in the vet community?
A session I'm really excited about is a Dream Talk by Lisa Jaster. Lisa Jaster is one of the first female Army Rangers. Additionally, we have one of the largest gatherings of the military community at the largest gathering of the military community at Dreamforce. We're going to be having a reception on Wednesday night and inviting just so many of our DoD customers, our nonprofit partners, the VetForce Trailblazers, and all getting together to celebrate. So I can't wait.
It sounds incredible. Suzanne, as folks get ready to join us in San Francisco in November, what should they be thinking about? How can they be around the veteran community and be supportive?
Yeah, thanks, Sonia. I'm really excited in the lead up to Dreamforce, and you don't have to wait to get involved. You can join our community today. Many people have veterans in their families, so please go to veterans.force.com. Also, remember, after Dreamforce is Veterans Day. So November 11th, it's also a free day at the National Parks for veterans. So, you know, as the trailhead and veteran worlds collide, please go out into nature with a veteran that you love and enjoy the day outside.
Yeah, what a great opportunity to thank all the veterans in your life. And how can folks get all the information they need, all the updates about VetForce and Dreamforce, all of the things they should be in the know about?
Yeah, so if you're looking for Salesforce talent, you can join as an employer partner on veterans.force.com. And if you know somebody in the military, send them our way and they can start training before November. You can also keep track of what we're doing and hear more. This is just some of the events that we have. So go to @VetForce and follow us on Twitter.
Amazing. Well, I can't wait to experience all of this and meet the community. Thank you both so much for coming on.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Thanks for listening. Head to Dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.